Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumer. 35. 'Twas now, men say, in his sovereign's need that the earl made known his noble strain, craft, and keenness, and courage enduring. Heedless of harm, though his hand was burned, hardy-hearted, he helped his kinsmen. A little lower, the loathsome beast he smote with sword, his steel drove him bright and burnished. That blaze began to lose and lessen. At last the king wielded his wits again, war-knife drew, a biting blade by his breastplate hanging, and the weeder's helm smote that worm asunder, felled the foe, flung forth its life. So had they killed it, kinsmen both, athelings twain. Thus an earl should be in danger's day. Of deeds of valor this conqueror's hour of the king was last of his work in the world. The wound began, which that dragon of earth had erst inflicted, to swell and smart, and soon he found in his breast was boiling, baleful and deep pain of poison. The prince walked on, wise in his thought, to the wall of rock, then sat and stared at the structure of giants. Where arch of stone and steadfast column upheld forever that hall in earth, yet here must the hand of the henchman peerless lave with water his winsome lord, the king and conqueror covered with blood with struggle spent, and unspan his helmet. Beowulf spake in spite of his hurt, his mortal wound. Full well he knew his portion now was past and gone of earthly bliss, and all had fled of his file of days, and death was near. I would fain bestow on son of mine this gear of war would given me now that any heir should after me come of my proper blood. This people I ruled 50 winters. No folk king was there, none at all of the neighboring clans, who war would wage me with warriors' friends, and threat me with horrors. At home I bided what fate might come, and I cared for mine own. Feuds I sought not, nor falsely swore, ever on oath. For all these things, though fatally wounded, fain am I. From the ruler of man no wrath shall seize me when life from my frame must flee away, for killing of kinsmen. Now quickly, go and gaze on that hoard neath the hoary rock. Wiglaf, loved, now the worm lies low, sleeps, heart-sore of his spoil bereaved, and fair in haste. I would fain behold the gorgeous heirlooms, golden store, have joy in the jewels and gems lay down softlier for sight of this splendid hoard my life and the lordship I long have held. Read by Rick Kishner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.